be smarter than the microphone, James. No, that's not smarter than the microphone, James. That's a lot dumber than the microphone, James.
It wasn't doing that thing for me.
Well, that's because you're not good at things.
We knew this.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And special guest Dennis.
There.
Hooray!
Yay!
Yeah, they catch on quickly.
Yeah.
Was that quickly? That was one, two.
It depends
three,
on
four.
How you edit this.
That was like a 4 second edit.
Right. That's the joke.
We need booze.
Yeah, we do. Thankfully, they brought some.
Yes, yay, they did. This is R. Franklin's original recipe, Malort Liqueur.
R. Franklin?
R. Franklin.
I didn't vote for him.
R. Franklin. So, like, not even the good Franklin.
Uh-uh.
No.
No, Robento.
Roberto Franklin?
No, because it's not Bert for short.
Ron.
Ben. From Letherby.
You're a Letherby.
Distillers.
I'm feeling a little Letherby.
Chicago.
So,
there you go.
Illinois. Yeah.
So what
you're Illinois.
Malort.
It's Malort.
What is...
It's something you drink while you tip a Renaissance fedora.
What is it made from? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Aside from leather and bees?
Yes. Oh, actually, you know, something made from leather and bees might not be bad.
Why...
What I want to know is, why is there paint peeling behind me?
What I want to know is
that
why...
That might be my fault.
If it's a liqueur...
Use the cupboard!
I'm trying.
That's why we have
That's
one.
Just so much.
If right. it's a liqueur, why does it list an ABV instead of a proof?
I blame the Swedes.
It's got a screw cap. Don't read too deeply.
Just drink the Malort
right.
salsa.
Look.
For this, yeah. for
can
science.
Can I do this as a shot? Do I have to taste it?
Yeah, to the podcast.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of an awkward
for science.
Smell to
for
it.
Science.
All right, to science. No.
It really stings the nostrils.
Wow.
Oh, God. Why? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my. Oh, fuck. Like.
No, it's getting worse.
Somebody
That's
open
it.
That.
Like, the very first sip, I was like, oh,
it's
this
not bad.
Isn't bad.
No.
No, it's getting worse every
second. I
shot
that, and
I've got
I
so
feel
much
like
left.
I chose the right. Oh, God.
Oh, I've got so much left.
I don't know if it's if this makes it better or worse, but this is knockoff Malort.
This is knockoff?
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself. I made a choice and I don't think it was a good one.
Would you open our second drink already? Jesus Christ,
for the love
I need something
of Christ.
Yep, yep. Let me get a corkscrew.
Why did we not have this? Why did we not? Oh, God.
That's.
I'll take a little more Malort.
That's somehow worse
You know
than,
what? I'll join you. It'll get the taste of Malort out of my mouth.
That's somehow worse than Jägermeister.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way worse. I'll drink Jägermeister. That's.
Oh my God!
I'm so mad.
I just took a swig of Kahlua. That was.
Yeah, this is knockoff Malort.
Oh.
It's not even the real thing.
Oh my God!
Is the real thing better or more?
This?
Yes.
Oh, no, this is
all right. Okay.
Ooh,
here's
here
to
go.
You, friend.
Here
salon chairs.
Oh,
I can't get the lid off.
Oh God!
Mistakes were made.
Do you need me to open that for you, Salsa?
No.
I got it loosened for you, but yes.
Okay. I actually have a bad shoulder, so if I'm able to get this for
I
you,
I might
Chris,
be able to help with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to open this thing right away, you know?
Please do.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. What is science?
You need a palate
done?
Cleanser?
Yeah, here.
I can't. I want to bang it against something because it feels like it's
there we go.
Stuck.
There we go.
I loosened it
yeah,
for you.
You did.
Oh, God.
Oh,
buddy.
Baby.
All right. Oh.
That helps. That helps.
Oh.
Irish cream helps.
We're not going to have any Irish cream left.
Mm-hmm.
No, that the Irish cream coats.
And yep,
and
that's why I went with the Kahlua.
Did that get picked up on mic?
Oh, probably. Oh. Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, I'm in a fight with my mouth now.
So,
panic
James,
fading.
James, you know how we were having this conversation before the podcast on whether or not evil actually existed?
Yes.
I found it.
Yeah.
It's distilled. Right in that. Its name is Merlot.
Malort.
Malort.
Yeah, it's all the letters Malort. Of Merlot, but arranged badly to warn you. As some creatures in the wild wear neon colors.
It doesn't have an E, it has an A.
Your face doesn't have an E.
Oh, that's fair.
It's a liqueur, but it's listed as an ABV instead of a proof. That should have been a warning sign right there.
There were so many warning signs, and we ignored them all. We are illiterate when it comes to warning signs.
I was, in fact, so eager to have this bottle open that I now some of the next drink on me.
Oh, no.
Not much. Just
is that one of your new wardrobe
refiners? No, this is a different sweater. No.
Okay.
Oh, thankfully.
You just went to Wardrobe Refinery, and now you're like, yeah, I like sweaters. That's cool.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, because they found really good sweaters for me.
I
didn't
you.
Think I was a cardigan guy, but now I am.
Yeah. And jeans.
Yeah, I'm wearing jeans that are entirely comfortable, which is super weird for me. Super weird.
Oh, God. Okay. So anyway, while James is
not
pouring
only that,
that,
but he looks trim.
I know, like the
properly cut
is...
shirts will do that.
Like he, yeah. No, and the pants, like he looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I know, right?
Yeah, I have legs
trim.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
it's not just kind of this mass. It's
you not
look
a
like
mass
you have
of,
a defined shape,
pockets,
baggy,
and
yeah,
things. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird for me too.
I actually had somebody at work ask me why I was wearing coats, blazers, suit coats, whatever.
It's cold out?
Well, no, not winter coats. Oh. Like this kind of coat.
Got it. I see.
Oh.
Yeah.
As the Malort
the
smelled
coat.
Rough, this smells wonderful.
Well, let Jenna finish and then we'll talk about it.
So yeah, somebody asked me the other day, like, oh, you've started wearing like blazers more often, and I'm like, yeah, because I look good in them. Like,
yeah.
Also, they class up my jeans, so I'm wearing jeans to work more often now.
Yeah.
Like, so.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk more later.
Yeah.
All right.
So, by all means, this is Apothic Brew infused with cold brew coffee.
This is a wine,
rich and smooth blend.
Ooh.
This one gives us an ABV 13.5.
You're 13.5.
Blended with intrigue, Apothic Brew stirs your senses, inspired by a passion for coffee. Our winemaker has crafted an infusion like never before. This limited-release red blend is infused with cold brew coffee. Notes of red fruit and toasted oak combine with hints of cold brew for a well-balanced blend that captivates you from the first pour.
I'm nosing the wine.
I'm going to nose the wine with my mouth.
That's one way to do it. All right.
Mm. Fuck.
Oh, my God, yes.
Uh-huh.
That's real good.
Mm-hmm.
You are hereby forgiven.
For now.
For the Marlot.
I wish it listed the grapes.
Yeah, the name Malort really warns you. Because it sounds...
Mal, Latin for bad.
Cloud. Bad cloud.
Bad cloud.
Bad cloud.
That's usually what goes in the fart cupboard. But.
Yeah, but the Malort...
It's a fart, but for your mouth.
Yeah.
The Malort here is crystal clear.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a lot of coffee in the wine.
Hmm.
And the wine itself is... Yeah.
Toned down?
It's not Malort.
It is not Malort.
I'm getting some coffee / pseudo chocolatey.
Yeah.
After
a little bit of that, a little bit of that. I was expecting more coffee flavor.
I'm wondering if this is a wine that has a regular amount of flavor and we just are dead from the waist up now.
From the Malort.
I think it's just.
I've been dead inside for quite a while. Aww. So
I like a red that is very. Fruity and bold and vibrant and this has more of a
subdued or subsumed or some other folded just, in term
exactly it's just like I feel like this is a chugging wine as opposed to a sipping wine.
The kind of wine you usually smack in a plastic bag.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wrong. I feel this is, I feel like,
do they? I want this to have a little bit of air before I make a final decision on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like it,
yeah, I don't have, like,
it hasn't had a moment for CPR. It hasn't,
like, fair enough.
It hasn't breathed.
Do they make dark bag wine?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh,
I believe so. Yeah. Hmm. And slapping bagged wine is a time-honored tradition.
Yeah.
It makes no sense, but is still super fun.
It is so much fun. Yeah.
I never went to university.
See,
that's no excuse. I work at a Ren Fair, so that's...
Oh, that's a kind of university.
See, I just...
It's a hard school of something.
There are wines where you have with a meal... And you have one glass and you savor it.
Sure.
And then there are wines where you buy a bottle and you bring it to a party.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would absolutely bring this to a party.
Because you don't really care.
Honestly, this is a wine that I would just sit and drink.
Yeah.
Like at home, relaxing. It wouldn't be like fancy dinner wine specific.
Yeah.
Although, again, holding back final judgment till it breathes a bit. But,
yeah, fair enough. Oh, speaking of which.
As it sits right now, God damn it, James. as it sits right now, yeah, I would hang out with this in a book.
Yeah, I would take a bubble bath with this.
I'm just uninspired by it.
I mean, generally drink bottles of red wine while I'm cleaning the house. So
I feel like
I would clean the house to this.
I feel like they have an excellent plan.
This would be the red wine version of a lawnmower beer.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Oh man. Now I want a lawnmower with cup holders that accommodates bottles.
But is it a shower wine?
And a curly straw.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a wine that you just have to drink something, as opposed to something that's
a treat. I'm starting to pick up more of the coffee.
I was about to say. I think with more air, I'm getting more palate.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to get a stronger red wine note from it.
Yeah.
And again,
especially on the back end.
I'm actually considering that I might have just been totally knocked dead by the Malort.
Well, I'm going to...
Man, that was
I'm going to swirl this a bit.
Unruly.
There's no ecstasy without some agony.
Fair, yeah.
So what you been up to?
My house is clean.
Yay!
Oh, it's swank as fuck.
It's swank. My house is so swank. Oh my God! So, here's the deal with my house: is that all of the roommates have had problems being in the house at the same time together to make any kind of decision whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten a few days together where we've actually been able to like just hack out stuff, and all of Sunday. Aside from when I disappeared for Klingon rehearsal for a couple hours,
so most of Sunday.
Well, all of Sunday for everybody else in the house, most of Sunday for me, was... I'm distracted by whatever the fuck James is doing. God damn it.
I'm getting the wine out of my shirt.
Oh, okay. With the Malort?
Malort.
Yeah, you can use a lighter color alcohol to replace the darker colored alcohol in a fabric, and that makes it easier to clean successfully.
Yep. Use the bad cloud.
Weird. Anyway, so we finally, like, the Sunday just got together and plowed through everything, and it still wasn't 100%, but it was way closer. And then yesterday, did a lot more. And then today, I did a bit more, and then it was done. And now I have a house to live in, and it's wonderful. Like, I'm the type of person, I will set up the entire rest of the house before I set up my bedroom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Aside from, hey, I have a place to throw clothes and a bed.
Because nobody goes in your bedroom except you.
Well.
And people that don't care what the bedroom looks like.
Right, yeah.
A string of dates there, if this that,
yeah.
podcast I'll, has I'll, anything to
like
say about it.
Like seven a night. It's bizarre.
Jesus.
I got to keep up, yo.
Do you know how many five of them weren't the dud. That's,
Oh, I hate you. Oh, you son of a bitch.
But yeah, the kitchen, the living room, those are public areas. You want to keep them nicer.
Well, and functional, because like getting the kitchen set up, like, number one is always the bathroom, because I need to pee.
Yep.
The second one is the kitchen, because I need to eat.
You need to eat, yep.
Whereas
the bedroom, if you can crawl to the bed and back, that's all you need.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
functional.
So yeah, and then getting up common areas is just important to me. I like having people over, and I don't feel like I can have people over if there's a box path from one room to the next.
Box maze.
Well, that sounds way more delightful than it actually is, because yes. I grew up with hoarders.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like actual living room full of boxes, which is probably, now that I'm thinking about it, one of the reasons why I have issues with having boxes all over like common areas.
Possibly.
But yeah, it's not nearly as much fun as you'd think it is. yeah, so my house is together and I'm really excited. I've got instruments on the walls and swords on the walls, and I have a keyboard. And I have a comfy, cushy area of sitting, including a couch and a love sack, and a love rug that's like a baby, super padded sack. Rug.
That's where
and
it's at.
This, sack, no, you don't understand, sack. Salsa. This rug is amazing.
I believe you.
The rug is it's
something
that
needs to be dealt with.
Does it tie the room together?
It does, actually.
It ties the room up and puts like fuzzy handcuffs
love
on it.
Sack. Baby kind of. Love sack.
Actually, it's the curtains that really bring that room together, I feel.
Hmm.
Love curtains, baby.
It's curtains for you, Dr. Horrible.
No, not right.
Lacey, gently wafting curtains.
Well, okay, so my roommate had a couch that's purple. And I got a love sack that's red. And then I got a green rug. You wouldn't know the difference, but...
I'm just going to keep smiling and nodding, though.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I have a bedroom set that is... and they're all like these rich jewel tones, and I have a bedroom set. And the curtains and pillows from that bedroom set are all of the colors that we happened to end up with. And so the curtains tie that room together.
Yeah.
Like
it's weird, but awesome.
It legit... is a thing. Are you okay, Salsa?
Yep.
Malort's kicking in.
Yep. Oh, God.
I'm starting to lose feeling on the right side of my body.
I'm also starting to lose feeling on the right side of his body.
I can't feel my left pinky.
I can taste it, though.
I
from way over here.
I just don't have feelings anymore.
I'm a little numb there, too.
Yeah.
Numb, 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 numb.
I'm a little numb inside.
Oh.
I'm in a dark, weird mood tonight.
Because of the war?
Probably.
I don't feel like it helped.
No.
Of all the things you could drink that would really, like, get you out of that, I don't... I'm going to say that's like the Edgar Allan Poe of beverages.
Thought that was Tempranillo.
Oh, wow.
Fum, fum. Fum, fum. Fum, fum.
What you been up to, James?
A couple of things. Yeah.
Cool. What you been up to there?
Dennis?
Seen some shows. Just did lab tonight.
Yeah. Tell us about
this
thing.
Not just went to lab. Did lab.
Performed lab.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did the shit out of lab.
Jenna had a date like that once?
It was in a lab.
Actually,
most of my comedy was about dating.
Hey.
Yay!
How have we never noticed before that on one Tuesday every month, you go from lab to lab?
Oh, shit.
How have we never noticed that before?
It's a thing.
Fearless lab to the AON lab. We didn't catch on.
Obviously the worst. Jesus Christ.
Clearly. Drink more Malort.
No.
Feel your shame.
I
feel
form.
My shame nightly.
Yeah, Alf
live
is back
shame? Twice
Bog
on
form.
The weekends.
Why did you name your dick Shame?
Have you seen my dick?
I would.
No.
I haven't.
That's why.
And I still would have
That's
named
why.
It Shame.
Neither have Salsa's dates.
I get it.
You should know, I went on a date with you.
Empirically factual.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Science. I'm going to drink more of this wine.
Oh, my God. So how was lab?
Lab was really good. It was hosted by Nancy.
Yeah.
Yay,
just,
Nancy.
Just Nancy.
Just Nancy.
Just Nancy. Yes.
I'm not going to pronounce her last name.
Megastad?
I thought it was Magistad.
No, it's Megastad.
No, I was fucking with... Never mind.
It's not to be confused with Amistad. That's completely different.
Whoa.
Completely different.
Wow.
Magistrate?
No, you're thinking of the word for when two countries disarm.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Armistice?
No, that's the anime. No.
Right, right. Yeah. No, she introduced me as Dennis. I think she said Dennis Zastra. It's like, no, it's Zastra. Because it's funny.
Like Ad Astra?
No, Zastra or Zastera.
Zarathustra?
Sure. Yeah. Hey, do you know how to pronounce my last name? Because I don't. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did some... I told people I was going to play a song, but that was a total lie. I just had a guitar as a prop.
Oh, love it. Shit. Nice. Yes. Yeah.
And did 2 or 3 minutes about, like, you know, dating singer-songwriters when you're 23 and how you're terrible. And don't date singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
Shit.
Especially if they're out there on the quad with their guitar.
In a drum circle.
Mm.
Yep.
Salsa.
To be fair, my boyfriend plays the piano. That's way harder to bring to a
drum circle?
Right. That's way harder to bring to a drum circle.
Yeah, like, how do you even...
That is commitment.
How do you even play Wonderwall on a piano?
With the keys?
Slowly. While making direct eye contact.
Yes!
Slower.
Yes.
Slower?
Yeah. I bet. I'm going to...
You start with Bittersweet Symphony and you transition.
And you work your way down?
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Oof. Man, fuck the 90s.
Shit. You guys, I finally have everything set in my house and I have my harp now. And I feel like I need to learn how to play that on the harp.
Do you?
So that you're at fest and you're like... anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Yep. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm going to do on that harp.
Well,
that's
you've got to learn the first few notes to Stairway to Heaven.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Actually, Stairway to Heaven would be fantastic on a harp. I'm sure somebody's...
And also Freebird.
Then segue into Wonderwall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And then finish with Freebird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing?
Yeah, I feel like if somebody if somebody requests Freebird, you have two options. One of them is to flip them the bird and say no charge, and then
make eye contact and fucking do it,
and fucking just nail that song.
Maintain eye contact the entire time
and follow them 18 minutes as they walk away,
which is hard to do with a harp.
Do it. I will carry that harp while you play it.
You should learn Frankenstein. On a harp.
What, like Be My Frankenstein?
No, Edgar Frankenstein. Edgar Winter.
Yeah.
On a harp?
Why do I not know this?
I don't know
I'm
going to
dial it up.
Jesus,
I'm not going to play it right now, but I'm going
to... It's like an 8-minute song, too, so it's...
Yeah. Monus.
It's real good.
I had a short list of, like...
You would notice it instantly, but...
I had three things that I would play in order to use the bathroom when I was a radio DJ.
Autobahn by Kraftwerk.
No, but that's a really good suggestion. Oh,
2112 by Rush.
Inagata DeVito.
Inagata DeVito was one.
Yep.
I would do anything for love.
No.
Inagata DeVito is like...
Is it?
Oh, it's
9 minutes long.
Oh.
No. The uncut version of Inagata DeVito is longer, 18 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
So there was that one.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody is
too short.
Good. Freebird, the live version of Freebird is fully like 13 to 15 minutes, depending on which cut. And then I would play an episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio play. And that was also... I could actually step next door and get a Subway sandwich while that was playing.
Nice.
Yeah, Frankenstein would have been a good addition to your rotation.
I'm gonna dial it up.
All right.
I was in a show. You may have heard of it.
All right.
Nope.
Riddle of the Mummy.
good segue.
Yep. And it opened last weekend, and it was... I don't know. It felt pretty good from where I was at. What did you think?
I saw it.
Yeah, you were sitting right next to
I'm
me.
I'm seeing it this coming Friday. I wasn't feeling well last weekend.
What did you get? What did you two think of it?
I thought it was...
It was good.
Yeah?
Your makeup was amazing.
Yes. I'm fucking tickled by the little like soundbite blurb that I could share about your makeup.
Are you talking about... Okay, so I think I know what you're talking about.
Anecdote.
And one of the this is a huge like feather in the cap for our makeup artist because a mutual friend of ours who will remain nameless due to embarrassment. was like in the third act,
and was like, who is that playing the mummy? And like looked in the program and went, what?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I actually saw them tonight. They said we should talk about that.
Okay.
Good.
But yeah, they were completely... Did they say we were allowed to mention names?
Yeah, Kayla said we could mention names. Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. God damn it.
No, that's okay.
No, it's not a spoiler for the show.
Yeah, it's a...
I wanted to be surprised by it.
Kayla was in the audience.
Oh, okay.
And was watching Salsa.
Oh, okay.
And didn't know realize it was Salsa.
I'm understanding the story.
Yeah, that's that person, and that's that person, and that's that person. And who is that playing the mummy? It's and like in the third act, finally looked at her program and went, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that is intense.
So we decided it was between the makeup that I had on and the character that I was putting on.
Uh-huh.
Apparently I was not me, so
nope.
As we said last week, from the neck up, I have just latex covering my head.
Mm-hmm.
There is no skin basically showing.
I'm gonna come see you, but I'm not gonna say hi.
That's okay,
because I'm scared I'm gonna catch your latex.
That's quite all right. But yeah, I am covered in that stuff, and it literally, I show up at 6, and the show starts at 7:30, and at 7:30 I am still usually sitting in the makeup chair getting last touches on.
Yeah.
So it takes me a while to get all of that put on. Although it is going faster as time goes on.
Sure.
The bald cap is getting layers of latex on it, and so it's starting to hold its shape a little better.
Nice.
So it goes on a little quicker. But basically, as soon as I get there, we start adhering that bald cap to my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to like attach it in the front and let that dry. And then stretch it the fuck all the way down to the base of my neck.
Yeah.
And then attach that and let that dry. So I'm sitting there with basically holding it in place as it's drying for however long. And then we're slathering layers of extra around
for
the edges.
10 hours.
It's basically the first half hour that I'm there is nothing but that bald cap.
I believe it.
And then once I get that bald cap on, then I can go ahead and put layers of latex all over my face and stuff like that. And once I finally reach that point, then we can start putting the makeup on. And I can't even start getting dressed until the makeup starts going on, because otherwise the makeup will just get everything covered in shit.
Well, and you and the artist did a really good job, because although I could tell that you were wearing appliances, I couldn't tell exactly where they start and where you start.
Very well blended.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it, and it's both nice. It's been me standing on the side of the stage with the makeup artist, like putting final touches on there.
Sure.
And like lights go out on scene 5, and final swipe of the makeup pen, and I step out on stage for scene 6. Mm-hmm. So it's been that like stereotypical like theater moment,
right.
of having makeup being applied until the last second.
I had a moment like that. I don't want to do that thing.
Go ahead.
Bookmark in it for
all right. Time. But other than that, no. Both nights, we, as far as I'm aware of, didn't have any major flubs. Things seemed to go pretty smoothly. Mm-hmm. Nothing seemed to go wrong. I think somebody said they dropped a line somewhere, but that was the only. Oh, I know what it was. One of our cast members missed an entrance.
Oh.
They were backstage, just kind of hanging out.
Oh,
And they missed hearing their line that they were supposed to come out on, so the two on stage just had to vamp for a few seconds. But even then, it was apparently not even noticeable.
Okay.
I didn't notice it.
I think it was the Sunday show.
Would not have noticed that.
Our Saturday audience was fantastic. lots of laughter, just all of the right points, really killing it. Sunday's audience was
odd?
Do you mean Friday and Saturday?
I'm sorry, Friday and Saturday.
I was going to say Sunday's audience was like, probably you're very right.
No,
quiet.
I'm thinking
my roommate is in this show and was home all day working on the house with me.
I'm thinking. You're right. I'm thinking Saturday, Sunday instead of Friday,
missed
Saturday.
Her entrance. I've got it.
Way missed it.
It's all right, Salsa. I also have no concept of time.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So the Friday show, and then the Saturday show, we had a weird audience in that they were enjoying themselves, but they weren't very
vocal,
outward with it.
Mm. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like there must be a lot of comedians in the audience that were sitting there going, that's funny.
Shit.
Oh, I hate those people. I love those people, but I hate those people.
Mm-hmm. It's like there were chuckles here and there, but it was and people were clearly enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wasn't that like laugh.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by James trying to take this sweater off. Yeah.
We've also decided
little kid.
We've also decided we need to hire James for every Fearless show.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be an audience member.
God damn it.
I'm going to hire you for my Fearless show.
His laughter is infectious.
Yeah.
And him in the audience on Friday.
Yep.
It's a funny fucking show.
Well, I feel like it's here's the thing. As a performer, mm-hmm. when I go to a show and I'm audience, my job is to laugh.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because there will be audience that doesn't know it's okay to laugh.
Yep.
Until somebody else starts it. And if there's nobody mm-hmm. in the audience to start it, then and it's not about like making the show better or encouraging or whatever. It is seriously an opportunity to make an audience feel more comfortable mm-hmm. expressing the joy and merriment that they're having.
I have
just aren't shy about laughing when you find something funny.
Right. But that's what I mean is that using that for the audience so that they don't have to feel shy about it.
I have absolutely with Vilification Tennis, for example, done that.
Right.
Where I will laugh.
Hell, I do it
extra
on stage.
Loud. Just because I genuinely think something is really funny, and mm-hmm. I don't care if nobody else is laughing.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going to
fucking laugh my head off.
Yep. Yeah.
But just having James there on Saturday may have been a catalyst, but...
Friday,
thank you. Yes. But, no, it was...
Speaking of which, I mean, it was tech week, so...
It's good. The show is really funny. People are enjoying it. We're getting pretty good crowds.
Good.
I'd say we filled up half of the theater both nights. Was it about half the night you were there?
Yeah, I would say pretty cleanly.
I would say pretty close to half. I think that's
maybe a little over.
I think that's a 100-seat theater. I think I think the final tally is like 98 seats.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we're getting 50 people.
Yeah,
per show, like
that's not bad
at all.
No,
for a tiny little theater like Strike, but yeah, it's a funny show. People are responding well. I love my cast.
Mm-hmm.
I love the crew, and the other thing that I did is starting yesterday. I started a new / old job.
Yeah.
I am gainfully employed once again.
Yay!
At the last place I thought I was going to be gainfully employed at again. Hey everyone, I am back at Lacana, where I was fired from a month and a half ago.
Well, you weren't fired, you were let go.
I was downsized. Yes.
You were laid the fuck off.
De-onboarded.
Exactly.
Have you ever heard that one? Somewhere.
Disembarked.
No.
Yeah. Forcibly disembarked.
It was I've been applying to a lot of other jobs, and my mm-hmm. former boss calls me and he says, so, you know, I just got off the phone with somebody who's doing background check on you for this other job. And he goes, so how would you feel about coming back?
Oh my God.
And I was like, to be blunt, I don't know.
Right.
Because the metaphor that I used was it's kind of like an old girlfriend calling you up and saying, let's get back together.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I had a date like that once.
Yeah.
I didn't, actually. That's the one date I haven't had.
It was a real bad time.
Exactly. And
I hope your experience is not like my experience.
But that's what I'm worried about. Like, yeah. That's what I'm genuinely worried about right now is it going to be like that? And it was an opportunity.
Nah, baby, I didn't mean to hit you.
Yeah, it was an opportunity I really couldn't turn down, because the only other prospect I had at the time...
I need more Malort.
The only other prospect I had at the time paid $18,000 a year less than where I left.
Yeah, no.
Which is but it was the only other job I had available to me.
Sure.
And so I was like, I tell you what, I want this many dollars, which was more than when I left, and I want a promotion to a new title, and I listed off a few demands, fully expecting them to go, well, I don't think we can really do that. That's probably, I understand where you're coming from, but that I don't think we can do that. And when he said, like, immediately, he went, okay, well, let me talk to the guy, and I think we can do that. I was like, oh, shit.
I should have asked for more.
And also, part of me was hoping they would say no. But yeah, they came back, and they met every one of my demands.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, a month and a half ago, I was de-onboarded. And now I started at the same job with a promotion and a raise. So, win.
I'm going to go with win.
I'm willing to high five.
Well, but at the same time, as of today, I was sitting there at my... I'm sitting there, and the people that I used to work with who were not de-onboarded... I ask him a question, because things have changed in the last month and a half. Like, significant changes, which happens when a third of your company is fired. Huge overhaul in process, and, even some of the clients have changed things and releases have gone out. So things are a little different. Right. And so I'm, on the internal chat. And I'm like, I'm gonna grab this ticket, because this is an easy problem that I've dealt with a billion times. And so I grab the ticket and I start working it, and then I go, oh crap, they're using, just as I was leaving, they were gonna be rolling out this new system for this. So I hop on chat, and I'm just like, hey guys, has this station gone to this new system or not? And they were just, I'm not trying to blame them or anything like that, but they went straight into the expectation that I already knew.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, just check the just check the documentation. And I'm like, I don't have access to the documentation yet.
I
my first day, quote unquote, was yesterday. I don't have access to half these systems yet. Yeah. I can't just go check the document. A, I don't have access, and B, if I had access, I don't know where the fuck it is.
And the person who would give me access was fired. So,
and one of them, and right, and one of them, starts. One of them starts kind of giving me the backstory of it, which is like, I don't care about the backstory, and half
Look,
of the backstory...
Look, you're not a Renfair performer. I don't need the backstory.
But it was like, half of it was backstory that I was there for when that part of the backstory was happening, so I already know that, and the other half I don't
you
care about.
For half an hour, they come back, and you're right at the point where they're like, and then Salsa was fired, and you're fucking
But it was like... So one person is giving me too much information, and the other person is... assuming I already know.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just, and actually at one point asked me, well, has this station, gone to the new system or not? And I'm like, that's what I'm asking you.
That's the question.
It was really frustrating because there was this, I am in this weird bubble of knowing everything and knowing nothing at the same time.
Right.
Which is a bizarre place to be in.
I understand some of this.
Who's that?
Actually.
Socrates?
You're... That's so great.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. The only thing I know is that I know nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's but
the band on stage. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's this.
Who?
No, the Who is on later.
Yeah.
Who does Roundabout?
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're talking about. I don't know if you're done with your portion. If you had more bits and pieces.
No, it was just this weird frustration of people forgetting that I haven't been there forever.
So, yeah.
Because you have, but you just took a little break.
So,
yeah. So I'm in the middle of transitioning between. Right now, I work 50% my old job and 50% my new job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a transfer. We've got a deploy this weekend for my old position. Plus, I need to do some knowledge transfer stuff still. And they don't have anybody to replace me. And they're like, is there any way we can get you longer? I'm like, good luck talking to my new boss about that. Yeah. Like, you know, that kind of stuff. But so I'm transitioning over to this new department. And everybody, like, assumes that I know more than I do or not as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had one person start to explain how tables work to me. And I'm like, no, I've got that part. Well, but
I've gone too far back.
Here's the thing, though. I'm a project manager, and you get project managers from two areas. You get them from, you know, a technical background, or you get them from a business background.
Right.
Sure.
So I understand the assumption that a project manager might not understand these things. Mm-hmm. You could ask, but there are ways of finding out information.
Sounds hard.
That's, you know, asking. But. So like I'm simultaneously getting too much and not enough information at the same time.
Talk to me, Goose.
Go ahead. Sorry, I'm hitting the cockpit lid. Jenna can have the rest.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's why I kept throwing the cup over there too.
Yeah, there we go.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew what he was motioning.
I am starting to enjoy it a little more now.
Yeah.
That breathing.
Yeah. Like I said, I think the breathing
I'm
is helping.
Still giving it, you know, a six or a seven, but it's definitely
six
getting
or seven
better.
Is not bad.
That's not bad.
That's above average.
But I just today, I moved upstairs, which, by the way, my new position is on the top floor. Ooh. I don't know if I told you guys that. With a gorgeous view of the swamp, so, you know, that's lovely. It's actually a very pretty swamp.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lake IB is beautiful, but I wouldn't go swimming in
it. Well, I'm not going swimming in it, but it's very pretty. So I'm all the way on the top floor now, you guys, with a window view.
Ooh.
Fancy. Right? Yeah.
Thank you, though.
But I walk into this area. And I'm the first one there because, I'm the first one there. Like that's just,
right. Yeah.
I get in early. I leave early. And honestly, I'm not going to need to get in as early with this new position, but like my old job, which I'm still working, I work with an offshore group. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in first and I see a desk that I assume nobody has claimed because it's open office area type thing.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
And I assume this because it's covered in a thin layer of dust. So I'm like, this is probably fine for now. And I'm sitting there and I'm doing like, you know, meetings and stuff with my offshore groups and all this other stuff. And I'm slowly watching people trickle in. And I'm like, yep, that's another dude. Yep.
Uh-huh.
There we go. That's a dude. Oh, hey, there's an Indian chick. That's awesome.
Huh.
Yep, that's it. It's me and Sonali. Like, that's it. We're the chicks in an area of about 30 desks. Not all of them full, but 30 desks. I'm just like, oh, well, good. All right. Great. I'm back here now. All right. Which, on the one hand, like, a lot of the guys aren't talking to me yet, and I think it's because they don't know what the hell it is that I'm doing there. But also, like, I'm a white chick, and I don't think anybody there knows what to do with one of me.
talk to you and treat you like a human being?
Right, like you would assume.
I mean, I would assume. Apparently, that's not universal.
Yeah. Mm. So, there was a guy that came up to me and talked to me today. He's like, mm-hmm. "Oh, so you've moved up?" I'm like, "Yeah, I thought I'd come hang out with the cool kids." And he's like, "We're not that cool." And I'm like,
"Well, this is a tech company."
Well, and he was like,
"I think you mean a tech company."
I don't know that we're that cool.
I'll have to ask my manager.
but he's, and I'm having just this fun, playfully bannery type stuff.
Sure.
And then he goes to walk into his office, and I'm like, "Oh, that's my boss's boss." Well, oh, all right then. Done. Yeah. Cool. In, I guess.
Mm.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Did you just say done in, I guess?
Yeah, like done. I guess I'm in.
I don't think there was a hyphen in that.
No, just done in.
Yeah, no. I gotcha. No.
Mine was not a hyphen. Mine was two separate things. But
yeah.
Anyway, I kind of tangented in off of your thing.
No, that's okay.
On this podcast,
I'm going to tangent off of a tangent. I actually did have an interview yesterday.
Oh, really?
Well, this had been scheduled for you know,
right.
But I went into this interview and the job deals with warehouse inventory a lot.
Sure.
And so they do
depending
a lot.
On
so it's
what you're doing with that so, would be okay.
But it's software, so it's a lot of databases,
right? Which is fun.
So 90% of the job is SQL script.
Ooh.
Which I have done very little with.
Sure.
In college.
Yeah, but
in reality, they're storing the Ark of the Covenant.
But SQL, man, like.
But
not,
I didn't really do much with it. It was,
doesn't matter. It's the easiest fucking thing.
No, it's super easy. But it was, we were learning Java, and the SQL thank that we you. Learned was how to have Java write SQL.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
So I'm in the interview, and it's going pretty good. Like, I'm being personable and charismatic, which is something I can do. And half of, you know, it's a customer service job, which not a problem there.
And, his first mistake was swallowing the pens on his boss's desk.
You know, but it's that came up because it's...
No, I'm sure it's tough to keep down.
No, put them back. I do bring it up because I say I'm a performer and I'm a comedian and I'm comfortable talking to people in any situation.
Sure.
You know, no matter what the situation is, I'm comfortable talking to people.
Sure.
You know, and everything's going great. And then they go, okay, well, now we're going to do an evaluation.
It opens
Oracle up on the computer in front of me, and like there's a list of 8 questions, and he's like, "I'll come back in half an hour," and leaves the room. And I'm staring, this is the only thing I have learned in SQL up to this point. Like I said, was having Java write SQL. So I know that a command for SQL is select, you know, star, you know, from database where blah blah blah, like basic commands like that. I understand, but he opened the program up and then left, and I don't know where to write the script.
Sure.
Oh,
or so I like for the first like 5 minutes of this test, I'm just trying to figure out like how this even works.
Sure.
Because I have no fucking idea. I've never used any of this before. Well, like,
that's an acid test, I guess.
No, it absolutely was. And this is something I want to learn. I want to learn this because I do eventually want to do more sysadmin stuff, and these are types of things you need to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to learn this stuff. But I really just got thrown in the fucking fire. And so I'm like, question one is like, what are the primary keys in this specific database? And I'm like,
So, like, after 5 minutes or so, when I finally figure out where I'm writing the fucking script, like, I get the first one, and I get the primary cues, like, cool, and like, a couple questions down is, like, write this script and you know, show us the result. And I'm like, that, I can do that, you know, fine, not a problem. And there's a couple that I kind of muddled through and it didn't go well. I got like 3 answers correct, and they were like the really easy ones. And he stressed it was not a quiz; it was an evaluation. We just want to see where you're at. And I was like, I did not do that. I am not at anywhere.
We found out what you're, you know, where you're at, and that's a different company. Yeah, so congratulations.
And so you know the interview ended, and they were like, well, you know, we have some
suddenly
other people. No, but I, you know, he comes back. He reviews the you know with me, and he got oh that's he does give me a rundown of the correct answers.
Just oh, so sure. Oh, that's handy.
Oh, that it was awesome. Super nice of him.
Yeah.
But you know, he was like, well, you know, we've got some other applicants. You know, we're probably going to start looking at people, you know, next week, and then make some decisions. And I got the rejection today, so right. They didn't need to think about me very long.
Yeah.
And my current boss now, who invited me back to Lacana, you know, I was very honest with him. I was like, I had this interview, and he was talking to me today on a Slack call, and we were just talking about this and that. And I'm like, hey, remember that interview I had yesterday? You don't need to worry about that.
No. All right.
Nope.
So
not a thing.
That's my job hunt story. I'm gainfully employed again, and it's at a company that I am quickly remembering all of the things that I rejoiced about never having to do again.
Oh, sweetie.
I just want to I want to ask you a quick question that will answer so many things for me.
Sure.
Are you afraid of the iPhone's default ringtone?
It took me a long time to stop having a Pavlovian response to that. However, there is now an offshore support team.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, all right then.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yep. 90% of the after hours on call stuff, they take care of.
Gotcha.
It is only good. When it is like the world is burning down that they contact us.
So like a war room situation.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So that like nightly phone call at 3 a.m. because somebody's password doesn't work?
Yeah.
Nope.
Ah.
So.
Handy.
Awesome. Did I tell you I found out what my job is? Finally?
Good!
Right. I'm the firefighter.
Ah.
I am basically project cleanup.
Gotcha.
If they have something that's been dragging forever and they can't make it go,
you're then the fixer.
I am the fixer. I know, right? Yeah,
whenever somebody calls, you get to end the call with, don't call this number again.
Oh, nobody calls me because fuck you. You can jabber me, but I am. I am. In fact, I am number one. I was introduced to a team today. Mm-hmm. That was told that I was allowed to shout fire in that room once a day. As in, I need you guys to do this right now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you pulled the pin on the grenade?
No.
No, you gotta save that.
You gotta save it.
If you only get one a day, you don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
At 8
I asked if they accumulate, and he was like, well, no.
I'm like, if they have rollover fires?
Right. Like, if I don't call it for a couple days, can I use 3 in one day? And he was like, no. Yeah. And I'm like, see.
That's a major detractor.
But I'm letting everything kind of accumulate and figure things out. And then, yeah. I get to just walk into a room and say, hey, guys. I need you guys to solve this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to.
Are you planning to like mix it up between unpleasant and pleasant tasks? Like sometimes it's
and bad boss?
I need you to rewrite this code this instant. And then sometimes you walk down with like a bowl full of Skittles and you're like, I need these to disappear right now.
Basically, yeah.
That
is exactly the kind of thing I do. Are you kidding me?
That seems right.
Like
hey, everybody, I've got these 3 boxes of pizza that need to go away now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think this Friday I'm going to show up with a whole bunch of just like snacks and treats and stuff and be like, hey guys, these things exist and they need to not exist anymore. Yeah. Can you take care of this problem?
That's a very serious responsibility. Boss.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting you to take care of it.
Yeah.
Delegate if you have to.
Right.
I'm just picturing Jenna in her office going, I have a particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over many years. And this problem, I will find it. And I will destroy it.
But yeah, no, I have been given a couple of different projects that have basically been languishing and trying to get resolved and haven't because there hasn't been anybody to just make them go.
Thank God there's some company somewhere doing something about that.
I know, right? Fuck. This is like a combination between Fixer and Cold Case.
This is everything that I love, though.
Yeah.
No, this is
like,
amazing.
This is so good. They're like we don't know how to describe what you're doing. And I was like, and they started giving me things. And
also
like,
David Boreanaz.
No, I know exactly how to describe what I'm doing. I'm the Fixer slash firefighter. Like, there will be things that come up that need to be handled right away, and I will make sure they get handled right away.
You are the shadowy figure that when you walk into a room, everybody knows, oh, shit.
You know what darkness hides in the hearts of men?
Which, also, by the way,
Phantom?
There is an issue that they've been having for, like, over 2 months,
mm-hmm.
that inside of a week, like, actually inside of about 4 days, I believe I have gotten my team to resolve.
Nice.
So, shit. Yeah.
You're up building a rep, too.
Not only am I the fixer, but I'm a really good fucking fixer. I get that shit done, yeah.
No, I'm just...
I know.
I'm picturing the TV show where like, the engineer is complaining to his coworker, where he's just like, I haven't been able to figure it out. And then, like, the door opens and you're backlit.
Doves.
Yes.
You know, no, not
John
doves.
John Woo, doves.
Not doves, not doves. The door opens, it's misty. And you're backlit, so all you see is a shadowy outline. And then you walk in, and everything goes in slow-mo, and they go, oh, shit. And then you walk in, and you're just all busy, and you're like, all right, we're going to get this shit done. And then there's a montage.
I actually pictured something a little bit more Tarantino. So, okay.
I don't like Tarantino movies.
Hey,
so.
Jenna.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Do you love it when a plan comes together?
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yes!
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This makes me so happy.
I found out
what my job actually is now. And this is it. Like, I just, whatever is the most
sounds like a cool fucking job.
Is given to me, and then I make it go away.
God damn.
I make problems disappear.
I have two ideal jobs, and no one wants to hire me for
them. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's why they're paying me the same salary.
Three, now that I've heard yours. It's
completely still below what it should be, but whatever. Yeah.
Should we take a break?
We totally can.
I suppose.
All right, let's do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to come right back at you after this word from us.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do.
You gotta. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I'll face your outro.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Shit. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dennis.
Yay! Victory is ours.
Speaking of Dennis, let's talk to Dennis more.
Ah, crap. Because
it's that part of the show where we talk to our guests. directly.
We have a part of that show.
I mean, unofficially, informally. That's the word I was going for.
Oh, your face is informal.
I'd say his face is pretty formal. It's all clean shaven.
It is clean shaven right now.
You almost look respectable.
I
said almost.
My
I was gonna say your boss must have been super weirded out.
I was just about to say that actually. He was like, "What? You look different." Yeah.
Did you tell your boss
that was fun?
Accident?
By the way.
Oh.
A lot of fun going into the office yesterday.
Yeah.
Because that place is gutted.
Yeah.
Like all of the overhead monitors and everything is gone, and so it was this weird like scavenger hunt of walking around all of the empty cubicles and picking out monitors and shit that I could take home, because I've got a home workstation now. I'm working from home, so I've got all the monitors and the dock and the you know peripherals and all that other stuff, and so it was like just walking around a weird ghost town going, I would like this.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I do. I'm setting up a pretty sweet home office. But we're not talking about me anymore. We're talking
about them.
About our guest here. So
wait till I deflect to someone else.
I know, right?
Nice try.
I feel all right about that.
No, you did pretty well.
Then it's up to you.
I'm completely happy about talking about myself.
Damn Minnesotans. Oh, I don't want to talk about me. I just came on here to make you assholes drink Malort.
I mean,
mission to come.
Do they call it Malort because that's the sound you make when you drink it? Like,
no, it's a bad cloud.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we may have hit that nail.
We
the top.
Really hit that nail.
Bad
squarely.
Candy. Yeah.
Bad cloud. Bad cloud. Smell bad.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. Sour friend.
Yeah.
He
smells bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Tastes bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
If your friends taste bad.
I mean.
Then they taste bad. And
yeah.
And
I mean.
Stop being really such a judgy asshole.
Yeah.
Have many other places to go from there, so.
Wait for them. Wait until after they shower.
Handy, yeah.
Seems like or shower does. Them with praise.
I like you a lot. I wish you didn't taste so bad.
okay, now,
you had a
now
like
finish
that,
that sandwich.
Or depending on how attractive they are, get in the shower with them. That's a thing.
Beard is
or
adequate.
Turn the lights off and get in the shower with them.
That might be one of the nicest things that people have said about my beard.
Have you never taken a shower in the dark?
No.
With wine?
Oh, shit.
No, I feel like that would end poorly.
Plastic wine glasses.
Okay.
Okay.
That is important.
Or canned beer.
No, go on.
Go on.
All right.
Oh, like, welcome to my life. Like, let me tell you all about drinking in the shower.
I've drunk in the shower. I'm more intrigued
every time you shower
in the dark.
What? Oh.
Showering in the dark.
I've got a window in my bathroom.
Is it always sunny when you shower?
He does shower in Philadelphia, so.
How close are your neighbors?
I mean, next door. But. I feel is the correct answer.
How frosty are your windows?
No,
very. They are permanently frosty.
Shower. Okay. I can honestly say I've never showered in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it like you're recommending showering in the dark?
Yeah. Like
I'm gonna fucking try it. I'm gonna try it tonight.
I want to know more about this.
Nightlighted. If you like, feel like you need a little bit of a safety.
I've bathed with candles before, but never.
I mean, I might turn the lights on and do like the usual eight-legged friend check.
Like you already know where all the things in your shower are.
Like, do I though?
The hopefully. Shampoo, the soap.
I have kids.
Fair.
things are never where I left.
Yeah, I don't put my shower. And,
yeah, you reach for the shampoo and there's just a tiny face there, and you're like, "What are you doing in here?"
The shampoo
and I heard the shower.
Yeah, the shampoo.
The shampoo and conditioner bottles are exactly the same.
They're the same, and I never put them quite back in the same spot.
They smell different.
Not mine.
I just don't remember
they feel
which
different. Don't they?
Mine don't. Huh. Mine are exactly the same because I get the Suave Rosemary Mint shampoo and conditioner.
That's the one we get.
Yeah.
Dang. Boom. Now I'm because like that's my favorite flavor of Triscuit. So
yeah,
rosemary.
Imagine that in your shower.
Mint, but Triscuit? Rosemary.
We said rosemary mint though. That's what we said.
No,
that's not the same thing.
No, it's
anyway,
not.
Anyway, but no. So and they come in the exact same bottle.
Yeah.
In fact. It's hard to tell the difference with the lights on.
Yeah, I have to. I actually have to read the bottle,
which
every
is hard to do
time.
When you wear glasses. And
yeah,
you,
and it's fogged
you're
up,
fucking farsighted. Yeah. Like you're like.
I was in the shower with a partner, and they asked they were like, "Do you always wear your glasses?" And I was like, "Only when there's something to see."
That's delightful.
And I was like, "Yeah,
like, and I."
So,
showering in the dark. Go on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is this something you solely do when you have somebody else there, or is this something you do by yourself as well?
Sometimes.
What's the point of that?
Sensory.
Yeah, does there need to be a point?
No, there doesn't need to be a point. I'm asking if there is a point. Because it would never occur to me to shower in the dark, and you are advocating for it.
There's an awful lot of things that would never occur to me.
Also true.
I mean, it is. Just,
but I'm wondering if it was just a whim.
The other thing is,
there's a reason.
Have you checked to see if you're colorblind in the dark?
That's a good question.
Oh. Uh-huh.
All right, I'll just float this out there. It is just as much fun and dangerous as anything else you do in the dark.
I do a lot of really stupid and dangerous things in the dark.
Okay, so
I do a lot of really fun things in the dark.
So, Jenna, maybe shower in the dark. Salsa, maybe don't shower in the dark.
I'm just going to put that out there, that my baseline for stupid dangerous is way above a lot of other people's.
Yeah.
So, on a scale of 1 to Salsa, showering in the dark is person-dependent.
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, on a scale of 1 to Salsa, for me, it's probably James. But for Salsa,
that's
I'm betting it's Salsa.
Like, how many knives do you keep in your shower?
Do you not?
Again, I feel like this is highly dependent on the person.
Nail clippers, maybe.
So you can't take a shower on an airplane?
I haven't tried.
But only in the dark.
That should not have been funny.
It's been a little while since I've been on an airplane, though.
You can just take a shower 3 ounces at a time. That's
I'm a bet some of those luxury jets though have showers on them. So,
ooh, shit,
That would be.
You know, I never understood the motivation for personal jets until just now. They truly are the RVs of the sky.
Gonna blow your mind. On this jet, it's water jets.
Do you have a hot tub on a jet?
I mean, I feel like if you're going to have your own
like
jet, you should probably have a fucking hot tub.
Have.
Okay, I'll go with that one.
The only problem is when they bank.
Well, also, like, water is heavy. And also banking, landing, taking off.
You know, I did the math.
You don't have other passengers on there.
Yeah,
you
did the math on passengers, and they usually weigh up to, like, 5,000 to 6,000 pounds for a standard layout, not including their clothing.
I feel like a luxurious suite with a hot tub would weigh way less than a shit ton of passengers.
Just make sure and turn the lights out when you get into your private jet jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm. Just know where the knives are first.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Now, would you keep that right next to your...
on the airplane, they're hanging from the ceiling by a tiny thread.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right outside of the sauna or right inside of it?
Right next to the toaster.
Fair. All right, on
next
the shelf.
To the jacuzzi?
Yes.
Okay.
This like, is
why do you have a toaster in the sauna?
In case you get hungry.
Trinary toast.
I can't eat bread.
Oh, yeah. That's
cool. Oh, there's gluten-free toast. It's awful.
Is there?
Yeah.
It's horrible, but it exists.
So does Malort.
I was going to say, it's the Malort of bread.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This conversation has hit so many different nodes.
Shit.
When I'm in the shower with somebody else, I like to see what I'm looking at, is all I'm saying.
See with your hands.
I was going to say, yeah, if it's dark, you can always...
I do. And I see with my eyes.
I mean, there's that. I have
like,
really
do you kiss
strong...
people with your eyes open?
What? Do I what?
Kiss people with your,
I also
with your eyes open.
Oh, no, because
I misheard
I would be
what they said
at
first,
like,
too.
I would be looking at a cheek. But if there was a boob in front of my face when I was kissing someone, yes, I would.
Mm. I mean...
He makes a point.
There is that.
Does he?
No, it's a point. I didn't say
I believe,
how valid it was.
I feel like the point is in his mouth at that point.
I understood this joke.
Good job. Way to play to the lowest common denominator on that one, Dex.
That's really more around the
middle. So are you saying, like, are you saying go as dark as you can get, or are you talking about, like, soft candlelight?
I think they like their
that?
Humor like they like their bathroom showers. Dark.
Pretty dark.
Yeah. Okay. You really want to have to go purely by feel. You don't want the soft candlelight.
Yeah, I know where the soap is.
If somebody else is in there, what are you worrying about soap for?
Washing them?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, also, yes.
Also that, which I can do with the lights on, but I mean, I'm just...
Just give it a shot.
All right. For you.
Look, I'll try.
I mean, I won't be.
No?
My wife and I have a hard time showering together. Because she likes her shower to be so hot that the sun would be cooled down.
Yes.
Mm. And I like my shower where I keep the skin on my flesh.
I don't understand.
That's a lack of commitment
but
on
your
part.
But you eat fire.
So does she.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. Yeah,
he just doesn't bathe in it. Right?
On a scale of 1 to salsa, how hot is your shower?
Oh, beyond
one.
Salsa.
1. It is 1.
All right.
Yeah.
No, like, my wife gets in a shower and turns on the hot and then thinks about looking at the cold and then doesn't. And I like not being parboiled by the time I get out of the shower.
You know, that's because women are rarely warm, right?
I know why.
Okay.
I'm not making a judgment on why. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
I just like water. And so if I shower with a partner, I let them choose the temperature.
And I would absolutely let her choose the temperature. But then I wouldn't be able to get in the shower.
Got nothing for you.
Yeah, it's clearly we have no other problems with other places in the house.
Marriage is all about compromise, so you should just compromise and get in the hot fucking shower.
I think they're right about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of there. No, I have showered with many a person. I'm not going to lie about this, because I fucking love having somebody scrub my back.
Ooh.
There is nothing better than somebody that can get those bits that I have a hard place getting.
Now do that with the lights off.
I was going to go a different direction with the with the way the conversation had steered. You distracted me with lights, or a lack of lights.
There are four of them.
God damn it. No, but here's the thing, is that I've taken...
The cheat is grounded.
I've taken a lot of showers, and
one would hope
temperature has always been something I've been able to come to consensus with whomever I'm taking the shower.
Right. This is the temperature it's going to be. There's a consensus.
No, I mean, like, I'll go a little cold and they'll go a little warm or whatever. Mm-hmm. Most of my partners go about as warm as I do. So, but I'm also not a scalding hot shower person.
Mm.
I like having, what I'll do is I'll turn the shower on super hot and get a bunch of steam in the room. But then I turn it down when I shower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like having a steamy room when I shower, but not necessarily like burning the flesh off my body while I'm showering.
Yeah.
But I've always been able to come to consensus when I'm showering with somebody
else. Does anyone
else
notice that they got us again?
Yeah, I noticed.
Oh, okay.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
All right. That's...
You know, they didn't seem like talking.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
I didn't.
I mean, what do you want to know?
I was just going to say that I am the kind of person who, when it reaches like 75 degrees outside, starts lamenting, when is it going to snow again?
And I tend to be the same way. I do like a warm shower.
I do not.
Give me a nice. You know,
cool. Can I tangent real quick?
What you the hell? May.
What
the hell? You
so
say.
one of the departments that I work with right now is primarily in Hartford, mm-hmm. and
Connecticut.
Yes.
Okay,
I believe it's pronounced Connecticut.
No, it's not.
No,
Connecticut.
My lord. Mordor.
Mordor. One does not simply walk into Malort.
Malady.
Right.
So anyway, one of my teams is in Hartford, and I get on this call, like, and this is at like 7:30 in the morning, and they're like, "Yeah, it's really bad over here. It's cold and wet." And I went, "Oh, wet?
How cold can it be?"
I said, "So you mean it's above freezing?" And they went, "Oh yeah, Minnesota. What, you guys are down to like 20 degrees? I'm like, I walked out my house at 8 degrees this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "What?" I'm like, yeah. "Yep.
Yeah, it's still warm. It's t-shirt weather."
No, you're wrong. But
yes,
don't spread lies.
You are incorrect on the t-shirt. What,
in January?
It's single digits.
It is not yet January.
T-shirt today. It's just for a moment.
It's gone.
I feel like
dust in the wind.
Yes.
I feel like you misunderstand what t-shirt weather means.
Maybe.
Like, I can step outside for a second in negative 20. That doesn't make it t-shirt weather.
Anything above 25 degrees. Is t-shirt weather when you deliver pizza.
Absolutely.
There is also that.
Which is also good showering temperature for me.
Damn it.
Jenna.
Nope. Anyway. Yeah. Wet.
Oof.
What? I don't know what's going on anymore.
Neither do I. So I'm starting to work from home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that means I need to actually wake up in the morning. And be a productive member of society as opposed to laze about in my pajamas for as long as I fucking feel like it.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. It means...
Is there any silver lining to this?
It is, because I get the best fucking office coffee in the fucking world.
Yeah, you do.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. Number one reason to work from home, you get to choose the coffee brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I am drinking True Stone every goddamn morning, every
goddamn
afternoon.
Yeah.
At lunch, I have True Stone. In the afternoon, when I'm getting that 3 o'clock slump, I'm drinking True Stone coffee.
All night, I'm awake.
Yep.
True Stone coffee. What is this?
It's coffee.
What are
from
this?
The makers of True Stone coffee?
No, from the makers of True Stone coffee and True Stone t-shirts comes more True Stone coffee and True Stone t-shirts.
Go on. Tell me more.
Bye. Oh. verbally.
Oh my god.
Fuck, I can't believe you made me laugh at that. I'm so mad at you right now.
I can, and I'm fine.
Know thy audience, James.
Well, yeah.
Yes, True Stone Coffee is True Stone Coffee, and it is made locally, and... I love doing this.
Equals A. Continue.
I love doing this too.
Yeah, the Ayn Rand of.
Oh no! Hey, hey!
No!
Equals
no.
A.
No!
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 You right. Take no. that back, you
James.
Son.
You don't back. Make jokes about some things, James.
James.
That is a lie.
The first rule of Tautology Club is the first rule of Tautology Club.
There you go.
Yes.
True Stone right. Coffee is roasted right here in the Twin Cities. It is delivered right to your doorstep. All you do is you go online and you order some coffee and ho-pow, it shows up on your doorstep. And it's roasted and it's fresh and it's delicious because these people actually give a shit. They don't just say, oh, it's a coffee bean, throw it in the roaster for however long and you know, hit the button. No, they give
what
a shit. They
fucking
know
heathen does
I,
that.
I mean, Folgers? I don't know.
I don't even think they put that much thought into
it. To be fair.
But whatever.
Yeah, I think they freeze dry a Xerox copy of what a coffee plant looks like.
It's basically toner in a glass. But cool. True Stone cares. And so if you go to their website, you can order a variety of different coffees.
Is that TrueStoneCoffee.com?
You can order by country. You can order by darkness.
I believe it is TrueStoneCoffee.com.
And then you can get some swag. And... it will even on the bag have a little date on there on the day it was roasted. So you know exactly when that was roasted and how old it is. And if you go to the website, there's a little field there that's like promo code. And you're like, what's that? And I say, that's a little thing where you get 10% off. And you say, but I don't know any promo codes. And I say, that's your lucky day because we have one. And it is...
Apropos.
But it's apropos flavored.
Indeed. And now you have suddenly unlocked the wonderful world of 10% off of your coffee.
Yay!
Stellar.
Mm-hmm. It is stellar.
Actually, I had a meeting tonight and I served True Stone.
Nice.
Everybody that drank it was pleased.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wisely done.
I have used True Stone in my home brews once.
Oh?
When I could still drink. Mm-hmm. Beer. Mm-hmm. When I could still drink real beer. It was real good.
I believe it. I mean, they've got a lot of flavor going on for them. So, yeah. This makes sense.
What did you use, if I may?
Oh, I used a quart? Is it the quarts of the cold brew concentrate?
Ooh. Oh, shit.
In 5 gallons of brown ale? Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. Well,
muy bien.
My mouth is watering, which is helping to wash out the flavor of Malort. So I appreciate
Mallard?
This.
Well, if you stop licking the bottle, James, it might help a little bit.
I'm just trying everything.
I know. It's like...
Oh, what?
He's trying to go with the anti-Malort and licking the outside of the bottle.
Oh, that explains why anti-Malort was disowned. All right.
What about Uncle Malort?
They weren't related before.
Okay.
So anyway,
I just realized.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
Those are umlauts.
You're an umlaut.
Malert?
Are they?
There are dots above the O, and that means that's an umlaut. That means it's malert.
Titillating.
Malert.
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 Malert. James.
Which sounds. Saying it that way, it sounds more like a Technicolor yawn.
I'm pleased that that I tried this, and now I want to subject a bunch of people to this.
Oh. I don't.
Die laughing.
You're welcome. I like having my friends. No.
Other people. Other people. We would inflict this on High Five.
Oh, shit. It's a good thing they don't listen to this.
Hey, High Five guys, if you're listening to this, don't listen to this.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rewind to before we said that and then skip
don't
it.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
And we're back.
Oh, I need to find something worse for them then.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, because then they'll share it
with us. That means...
Shh, now that you gave them the idea, James.
I think he already had the idea.
Yeah, I didn't.
I
All right. So, yeah.
Hey, who's got a shout out?
I do.
James, what's your shout out?
Shout out to Salsa and the rest of the cast of Riddle of the Mummy. That's a fucking great show.
Yay!
I had a blast watching it. Mm-hmm. So thank you to you, and thank you to them as well.
I'm still confused why they cast me, to be honest. Like, that whole cast is so good, and then there's me.
If I was at all confused before seeing the show, I sure as fuck am not now that I have.
Well, cool. I'm still confused I'll about it, so I guess I'll have to go see the show and
Fair
find
enough.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Are you confused Boom. About how you feel about me, Jenna?
No, I know how I feel about you.
Jenna, give me a moment to step out of the splash zone.
Swords on your wall, too. I love how we both reached at the same time. That was pretty good.
I know I'm not going to do any damage. This is just to hold her off long enough for me to make a break for it.
Empirically, not going to work.
I do have a shout-out, however.
Yeah.
I have a shout-out to what I generally refer to in my head as backdoor friends. I don't know if you guys have heard this term. It pleases me greatly because of the implications behind it.
Huh.
Go on. Lights out in the shower?
No.
Lights out in the shower.
A backdoor friend is the friend that you can let into your house via the back door. There is the front door, which is like guests and acquaintances and whatever. And the backdoor friend is the person that basically they just come into your house and eat your food and hang out and kind of take over. And they're like, you know, just they're your good friends. They're the ones that you are comfortable having in your house in a state of duress. They're the ones that that come in and do what needs to be done. That is a backdoor friend.
Okay.
I know, like, and when I first heard the term, I went, backdoor, which is now why I love that term, because
I mean
it
we're 12
have an alternate meaning, but also. Why? Backdoor friend. but no, I do appreciate those in my life that I am willing to have over when things are not put together and prim and proper or whatever. So, to backdoor friends.
To backdoor friends.
Yep.
Here, here.
In all of its
yes.
Yeah.
And showering in the dark.
Do you have one, Dennis?
I do.
Okay.
Well, throw a shout out to Fearless Lab for letting a wretch Yay! Like me perform tonight.
I'm in.
Having seen you do stand up before,
so you've seen half of my performances.
I feel.
I thought you had done more than two. Nope. Tonight was the second.
Well, number one, the performance that I saw was extremely polished then, for somebody doing that for the first time. Really, actually. I don't know how it felt to you, it looked like you had been up there before.
I haven't.
And I was under the impression that you had been. And the other thing is, you're fucking funny, so...
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But go on.
Well, I wanted to say thank you to Nancy for hosting, and I mean Kayla for directing or scheduling. Like Lab has
Kayla,
always...
who didn't know who I was under the makeup, and was extremely embarrassed about that. So make sure you remind her of that fact.
Kayla of the High Five Guys, right?
Yes, that one.
Uh-huh. Another reason to make fun. Yes.
Yes.
But that's okay. They don't listen to this. By the way, if you're listening to this, please rewind and then skip ahead.
Yes. And we're back.
Fearless Lab is.
Let me go home.
Always been.
This isn't a hostage situation.
It is now.
It really is.
All right, get in the shower. I'm turning the lights off.
I get my tired.
Oh. Well, let's hurry up and wrap up.
I have to get up at 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Lab is a lot of fun, and I love going to it, and I really love performing in it, and I hope to do it again sometime.
Cool. Good.
No, Lab is super. It's one of the things I am most proud of that Fearless has done is creating that space where people can just try shit out.
Holy shit.
I'm going to give a shout out to Backdoor Friends. You know what I mean.
You mean fart cabinets, don't you?
I mean the fart cabinet's previous cabinet. No, I'm going to give my shout out to my boss. He is the James, if you don't need to fart, you just don't try to force it. I mean this genuinely. The only reason I went back to this old job is because of him.
Yeah.
He is one of those bosses that is just a good fucking boss.
Super good dude.
Like, he has a sense of humor and he treats you with respect and he shields you as best as possible from the bullshit from above, and he leads by inspiring and respecting rather than trying to make you fear him.
Yeah.
And he's just, of all of the bosses I've ever had in my life, he is absolutely head and shoulders above the rest. Matt is a fantastic boss.
Leads by being in front of you instead of above you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. And I would follow that man into the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You already have once.
Mm. Legitimately, like I said earlier, it was like getting a call from an old girlfriend, and I really felt uncomfortable with the idea of going back just because I had been burned so bad. Yeah. If it had been anybody else on the planet asking, I would have said no.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was him, he was like, I'm going to give it to you straight. I'm going to tell you exactly the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm going to let you know where you stand, and I trust him.
So. Yeah.
Those kinds of bosses we need more of in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, 1, 2, 3, 4, Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from
Salsa.
What?
I have a Fast Five.
You have a Fast Five.
I brought Malort and figured I should write a Fast Five.
Ooh. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Dennis.
Yay.
Hey, I know them.
Oh, I know them too.
Good.
Yep. Rutrow.
Ah, sucker.
Do you know them or do you know them? Like do you know them,
I mean,
or
we
do
haven't
you
showered
or
in
do
the
you
dark.
Dark shower know them? Are you backdoor friends?
Oh my god.
Yet.
For you, I could be.
All right.
I'm still okay with the fact that I introduced you people to this term, so
we'll see what we can do about that.
Now I'm wondering if I can rewrite a question quick. No.
Oh,
I'm not going to. All right.
Uh-uh.
Question number one.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Cake or death?
Cake.
Cake.
Ooh. Eat the fucking cake. Oh, but now
cake or
death.
Cake or death?
Yeah,
I mean,
cake for me too, please.
Here's the thing. I'm not big on cake, but I like it more than death.
I believe you mean you like it more than or death.
Golden death?
No.
No. I'm not that good of friends with R. Kelly.
You're not backdoor friends?
No, I'm not shower in the dark friends.
I didn't say golden shower. I said golden death. Or death.
I understood.
Question two.
Good call.
Cake or pie?
Pie!
Ooh.
Pie is the answer.
Pie. Well, because key lime pie is a pie and not a cheesecake, right?
You realize I'm about to get kicked off my own podcast.
Cheesecake is a pie, not a cake.
Oh, shit.
It's your podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Well, there was that episode of Terms of Disagreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't care because cheesecake is a fucking pie, not a cake.
All right. Okay. Then pie, 100%.
What about flourless chocolate cake?
That's a cake, not a pie.
Yeah, that's still a cake.
Then I'm going to have to go cake.
But it wasn't one of the choices. It was
cake or pie.
Oh, cake or pie. It's pie. It's still pie. I don't care. It's pie. Cake isn't one of the options. It's pie.
On a scale of one to salsa, pie. Yeah,
I suppose I should have given my answers. Cake and then pie.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Question three. Okay. Uh-huh. Green or red?
Oh, fuck.
What? This pleases me greatly.
Salsa,
right now I'm in
yellow or yellow?
Gray or gray?
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Sorry,
fuchsia
or
aubergine?
I could not resist.
Is aubergine a color?
Yes.
No. That's the guy who played Odo.
That's René Auberjonet.
I've been rewatching Deep Space Nine, by the way.
Oh, good.
It's great. I'm halfway through the first season.
It just gets better. Great.
Like, rewatching it, I'm like, this is a little campy. But, it gets better.
Once it gets into, like, the Garrick area is where I'm super about it.
Yeah.
Green. Because the Wild's green jersey I like better than their red jersey.
Ooh, shit.
Which I know is
How
not the context,
know?
But I don't fucking care.
Do you know?
How do you know?
How will I know if he really loves me? Say a prayer with every heartbeat. Falling in love with
I thought it was in his kiss. No, I'll go green.
Jenna?
Red. Red. Link's red tunic is cooler than Link's green tunic, and I know that's heresy, but that's fucking fine.
All right. Question four. Puppets or cartoons?
Oh, son of a
puppets.
Bitch.
Puppets. Absolutely puppets.
I'm probably going to be wrong about this, but puppets. I'm fine being wrong with it.
The Henson version of the Fraggle Rock is better than the cartoon version of Fraggle Rock.
They made a Christmas cartoon Carol. Fraggle Rock?
They made a cartoon Fraggle Rock.
Shit.
Well, Christmas
that's
Carol.
Not the context.
I don't care. The Henson version is better.
If it's Christmas Carol and it's Muppet Christmas Carol versus Disney's cartoon Christmas
then it's
Carol,
Muppet Christmas
I'm
Carol,
still choosing. I'm still choosing
Jim
Muppet
Henson.
Christmas. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with puppets because I choreographed puppet violence. Mm.
So
and you've never
puppets
choreographed
all around.
Puppets all around, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Puppets all around.
Orange whip. Three orange whips.
I like it.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Good pull.
Thank
it's
you.
The Blues Brothers also.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And question five. Excited or anxious?
Excited?
Fuck. I am often...
Excited?
I feel like you just described me. I don't know how to choose.
I feel like I do.
God. What?
I know what my choice is. But go ahead.
I'm going to go with anxious.
I'm going to go with anxious also because even when I'm excited for something, that probably means I'm also anxious about it.
That's
salsa.
But when I'm excited, I'm usually
more excited post-coital than anxious.
Mm.
What about pre-coital?
Is
super anxious?
Is there a pre-coital?
Yeah, it's called foreplay.
Oh, my wife doesn't believe in that.
So that you know, our roster for Ville 10 is full this year for the amateur show, but we are already taking applications for next year, I believe.
Mm.
I don't think I would do well.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Oh, thanks for that vote of confidence,
You're
Jenna.
You're welcome. No. Explain to me how I'm wrong.
You're not.
No,
I mean, James saw what I was doing there.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Anxious.
Okay.
Super anxious. All right, question one. Cake or death?
Cake.
Yes.
All right.
Which band had a better use of the phrase, I will survive? Cake for their cover of I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Yeah.
Yes.
Or The Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey.
Cake.
Cake.
Clearly cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor is one of my karaoke songs.
Mm.
But it's also... Mm-hmm. I. fucking love the cake version so hard.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Yes.
Yeah. When when I was living in Switzerland, I brought my cake album, and my host brother he fell in love with that song.
Yeah.
Like that song, he would have me play that song over and over again.
Mm.
Fucking cake, eat all the way.
Immediately after I was left by someone, I am 3-ish years ago. Mm. Eventually, thank you. I was having a super rough time of it, and that song happened to come up on the radio, and it just became kind of my anthem? My personal, yeah, my personal anthem.
This is your fight song?
And it's fucking great. It was exactly what I needed at the moment. I'm going with cake.
Okay. Question 2, cake or pie? Which is the superior sweet dessert? It's cheesecake, which is technically a pie.
Yes. Yeah. No, there we
pie.
Go.
Pie.
Pie. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Jenna.
I really like cake, you guys.
But you make a really good allergen-free pie.
Really good pies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. None of them award-winning, apparently, but I make really good pies.
So far.
But I prefer cake. Mm-hmm. I just do.
Pie is so versatile.
It is. It's very versatile.
Oh, my God. Meat pie. Oh,
yes. And I do love going to Merlin's for their pie of the week.
I made...
But I fucking love cake, you guys. I'm sorry.
I made a sausage and broccoli quiche last weekend.
Give me a moment.
Oh, man, you guys.
Kind of lost me in broccoli.
Nope, I'm still on.
No, it was...
Spinach? Be there for it.
Ooh. No, absolutely. It was just...
Spinach and broccoli.
These were the things that we had in the house that needed those to get farts. Used up.
Oh, I'm fine with this. I'll be sharing in the dark. No one will know it was me.
Well, we were just... My wife was like, we've got this broccoli. We need to use it up. And we went back and forth a few times, and then she's like, what about a quiche? And I'm like, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm doing that.
All right.
And so I threw something together, and it was amazeballs.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Question 3, green or red? Which grapes make better wine?
Is this from last week's question?
It's not the color of the grape. It's the strain of the...
I cursed senpai.
Yeah. That's fucking rough.
It's not the color of the grape. It's the wine.
Which one makes a
I like wine.
Concord.
I like wine.
Wine out of Concord grapes?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you even say that?
Because it's written on the box. There's a bag inside that I slap, and it's written on the box, made with Concord grapes. I'm going red.
Same.
Salsa's so fucking mad at me right now.
I like wine.
Shh. Switching to red. It's not about the color, it's about the rhyme.
No, I know.
I like wine.
Same.
That's my answer.
I buy red for me and white for my wife.
And Malort for your real friends.
Shit. Stop being my friend.
Maybe just not backdoor friends anymore. Right.
Okay, yeah.
I'm actually fairly picky about wine, so.
All right. Question 4. Puppets or cartoons? Which is the better violence?
Yes! Puppet violence, I win!
Puppet violence.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yes. Did I not say I'm going puppet because puppet violence?
Yeah, I'm
going
to say that the puppet violence that I've seen is really good, but a lot of the cartoon violence... Oh, but Castlevania!
I know.
James, have you seen the movie Meet the Feebles?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I'm sticking with puppets, though.
Or... Oh, shit, what was it? The Happy Time Murders from this year?
Just like every time Gonzo beats up Rizzo the Rat. Like, fucking, that's puppet violence.
Every time Gonzo gets fired out of a cannon?
Yeah.
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 Or every
or
time...
Or Miss Piggy punching someone?
Yep.
Or Bert and Ernie settling their disputes with some fisticuffs?
See,
That only happened in your fan fiction.
And Ernie beat the shit out of him.
Shit.
See, I took it to the Commedia dell'arte.
Oh, fair enough.
With the Punchinella.
Punch and Judy?
Yeah, yeah, yes, Punch and Judy, absolutely. Yep. Where, with the puppet beating the other puppet with a stick.
I mean,
that was what I thought
like
of.
Like, that goes way fucking back.
No, sure. I thought about my own puppet violence because I'm narcissistic as fuck.
No, absolutely. And puppet violence? Tell me more.
Oh, well, you can see it when you go to Klingon Christmas Carol this December at the Mounds Theater. Ooh. Tickets are on sale right now. You can go to moundstheater.org, I believe, and go get your tickets.
Theater or theatra?
.org.
I think it's
theatra.
Theatra.
I believe it is theatra.
Yay. I don't know. Google Mounds Theater. You'll figure it out.
Entirely on Punch and Judy, I'm going with puppets.
Okay. Question 5. Excited or anxious, how do you feel about spending holiday time with extended family?
Oh, God. I don't.
Super anxious.
Depends on the extended family.
Oh.
Is it my wife's extended family or my extended family?
Your wife's got a pretty cool extended family.
If it's my wife's extended family, then fuck yes, let's do this.
Yeah.
Odd year, odd family.
What's that?
Odd year, odd family. That's how you roll it.
Like if you're born in a...
No. If it's the odd year, like 2019, you spend with the weirdos. And 2018, you spend with the straights.
Is that a thing?
I don't...
It's a thing my sister-in-law started doing.
Oh.
So...
We have adopted it.
When That's does fair. Your sister-in-law hang out with you?
Odd years.
That seems right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't... Family.
Yeah.
Like...
My family...
So, that's just a depressing answer for me.
My family has a very strict rule about... The whole, like, don't talk about politics, don't talk about religion. Like, in my family, that's very strict. Because it has to be.
Yeah.
And because that's the unwritten contract, we all get along. Because as long as we're not talking about those topics, we get along pretty good.
How well do you think In the Dark Showers would go?
I think that would go over fantastically.
They are from South Dakota.
I believe it.
My family has a pretty fun sense of humor. When my wife and I were still dating, my grandfather passed away. And so we went back for the funeral. And this was my wife's first time meeting anyone in my family, was going home for this funeral.
Okay.
Now, as far as lodging went, I have a very large family. So it's not like everybody could just crash in one place. People needed to be distributed in various farms and households. And so I'm talking to my mother, and I'm like, well, where am I going to be staying? And she goes, well, you can stay at your cousin... Josh's house. That's where all the bachelors are staying. And I go, well, I am bringing my girlfriend as well. It won't just be me. And my mom goes, I think she'd like the odds.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
So, dark showering, bring it on. As long as we're not talking about politics or religion.
You know, I might be willing to make that exchange too.
We will go there, and we will have hilarious conversations about it.
Hmm. I don't. Anxious all the way.
Yep. A lot of my extended family is passing away, and so I get along with pretty much all of them, even when we have political disagreements. And so, if I got to have Christmas with my extended family, I would like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
For that on the spot live action Fast Five.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you would like to send us a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should have nothing but five choices, and the second one should include the repeat the choices and then include the context.
So we know who is right.
Do not, if you are sending in more than one Fast Five, do not give them the same subject lines, Stefan, because... Because Chrome will thread those together. I love you, Stefan. You know I love that. But otherwise, go ahead and send those in. We have, I think, three left. So
in the vault? Yeah.
In the vault. As always, if you even have an inkling of something, send it to us. Like, seriously, this is not a high-stress situation. This is not... You don't need to craft the most amazing... throw five questions at us. I'm sure we
will... As long as you put your heart into it.
Yeah, we are going to take it in the weirdest places.
It's like a second-grader craft. Yeah. Just,
you
know, good intentions.
We are going to take it places that you never thought we were going to take it.
Dark showers.
And it indeed...
Backdoor
but yeah, send them in. And if you've never sent one in, it will go at the top of the queue. Even if you haven't sent one in a really long time, it'll still go at the top of the queue. Yeah. And of course, if you somehow get us a physical copy, that goes first.
Or, you know, are here.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
So, plugging. Let me just dive in right on here. Riddle of the Mummy.
Yeah.
Is you've already missed the first weekend, but it is going to be this coming Friday and Saturday.
Ooh.
What about Sunday?
Nope. Okay. If you go on Sunday, you will not see a thing.
Monday is right out.
Indeed. Friday and Saturday this coming weekend and the weekend after, it's the next two weekends, and then it is gone for, I won't say ever, but for at least a while. And this is a really good show, and I love everybody in this cast, and it's really funny, and I highly, highly, highly encourage you to go see this show. And then, while we're on the subject of fearless comedy events...
I was going to bring it up.
Jenna, take it away!
Oh, well, if...
Oh, you know more than I do.
I'm not sure that's accurate. Okay.
Dennis, take it away!
Give to the Max Day is... Thursday.
Sure as fuck is.
At the Mounds Theater. I was going to say it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, right. Mounds Theater.
15th. Yep.
Even if you can only catch part of it.
And you guys, I got to talk through some of this. I am going to take some of this.
By all means.
Okay. So we're doing Club Revolution or something similar. We're doing a gangsta theme, and it's going to be awesome. We have gambling, but not real gambling. Gambling on a puzzle quest.
Rad.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Yeah. So you're gonna show up on Thursday, and you're gonna come to you're gonna find the cigarette girl. Yours truly.
Cigars, cigarettes.
Yep.
Coffee.
Tea, and you're gonna get a puzzle, and then you're gonna go gambling for other puzzle bits.
Are.
Until you complete several puzzles and you get the final puzzle and you bring it back to me and then you get a prize. So that's going to be happening. That's going to be a thing that's happening. But there are also shows that are happening as well. There are challenges being completed for Give to the Max Day stuff. There are other performances that are happening. I believe the drugs are going to be there.
I don't want to say too much about a challenge that I'm completing, except that a bunch of ball pit balls are being delivered to my house.
Yes!
Yes.
This makes me so happy!
Yes. It's going to be ridiculous and wonderful. It's it's interactive theater in a way that you get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's delightful. And I get to be a cigarette girl, which is a lifelong dream come true. So,
cigarettes, Eddie Valiant.
So you're gonna come see me, and I'm gonna give you some cigars and some cigarettes. Anyway, that's happening this Thursday.
All right.
We'll see if I can keep that up the entire night. Oh, also, donations for a good cause. I mean, you know, whatever.
That too.
I mean, that. My team is not in last place as far as the teams are concerned, but we haven't. We have not hit our $1,000 goal, and that's not even our highest goal.
We could, of course, be doing better.
Yeah.
But
we could all absolutely do better. In fact, I will throw this out there. As you all know, if you've listened to the show for a while, every year I organize a Fearless Comedy Polar Plunge team.
Yep.
This year, in the Fearless Follies Give to the Max Day team, a bunch of people have committed to, if we reach one of our stretch goals, they will sign up for that team and we'll do the polar plunge. So if you want to see a bunch of other people jump in the water in a frozen lake, yep.
Can I tell you guys about my favorite challenge that I know that's going on right now? So there is a challenge a challenge between the youngest member of Fearless and the oldest member of Fearless.
Bob Alberti?
Yes.
Okay, I knew that one. He's the youngest.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're so easy, James.
I've heard that.
Who's the
youngest?
And the youngest is, of course, your daughter.
Of course, Jessa. Mm-hmm. So the challenge is between the two of them, who can raise the most money, and you need to use the hashtag when you donate, die young, die fearless, or die old, die fearless, depending on which one of them you're donating to. If Bob wins the most money, if Bob raises the most money under that hashtag, he is going to teach Jessa how to floss her teeth. If Jessa raises more money than Bob under that hashtag, she is going to teach Bob how to do the floss.
Also known as the Fortnite dance?
Yes. The floss is a dance move.
Okay.
Will either of them teach me how to Dougie?
No.
Damn.
Your daughter doesn't know how to floss?
No, it's a flossing challenge. It's just about the doing of the flossing, regardless of which direction. It's an age joke, and now you've gone and fucked it all up. And I was actually really goddamn proud of that.
That is the only thing that salsa does. Salsa doesn't make things better.
I don't get it.
It's just instructional challenge.
Okay. The floss is a dance. Is that like twerking?
I mean, it's okay. Here, I'm gonna floss.
Visual jokes.
That thing is called
flossing.
Yep.
I've seen that thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
TM Becky Schmidt.
TM
Becky Schmidt.
That's called flossing.
Yep.
That is a weird name for whatever that is.
And
that's not what you're doing, James.
And Bob doesn't know how to do that.
I think I'm doing it wrong.
No. But
anyway,
I also don't know how to do it. I just kind of know what it looks like.
So if you donate to Fearless for Give to the Max Day, do hashtag Die Young, Die Fearless. That will get more money to Jessa, and she will teach Bob how to do the floss.
Cool, cool. And then somebody will have to teach me. Anything else? Anything else needs plugging? James, you have something to plug?
Yeah.
Do so.
I have to juggle on stage for this thing. Or at least try to learn how to juggle on stage.
You're welcome.
For this thing. Well, no. For this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Tim Wick is going to try to teach me to juggle.
Sucker.
In front of everyone.
Fuck. I've been trying to learn since I was six. I still can't do it. So good luck, asshole.
So there's that. And then, a bunch of other things. Fun games.
After Friday nights, I got the right day this time. After Friday night's Mummy, a bunch of us went to Social Cider Works. And Bryn, people were talking about Lab. And they were like, you should sign up for this lab and do a thing. And she's like, well, I don't have anything done yet. And it was like, well, if we give you a deadline, you will have it done by then.
Yep.
And she was hemming and hawing. And so I just took her phone and put it in her calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she has to do it. And then
excellent.
And then James opened his mouth, and so I programmed in that he has to learn how to juggle and then juggle at lab.
Yep. I was there. I can confirm.
Yep. Yeah, they were there.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I may, as a result, know how to juggle in time for lab. No matter what, there will be an attempt. But chances are pretty good that Tim Wick is going to try and fail, and I'm going to suck out loud at juggling in front of everyone for an entire night.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm happy about
this. I truly hope I can be there for it.
All right.
Anything else? Cool, cool. Thank you so very much for listening. Thank you to our dear special guest for showing up and bringing us that surprise Fast Five. That was pretty cool.
And one of two boozes.
yes. 50% of the alcohol brought was great. which, you know, is better than some.
yeah, that's accurate.
If there's nothing else...
Nope.
No, looking around between blank stares, then, ladies and gentlemen, eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Or pie. I mean, it's up to you.
Take it away, Sosa.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.